I think that the article is very interesting and raises some important points about how we work with children and their families. I appreciate that sometimes we can get too close to the family and that we want to keep the children with a parent, but we are also under pressure not to leave a child in danger, and the article has not addressed that point. I think that we do make an effort to remove a child from undue parental influence, but there are some useful points made about the kind of questions we use. I know that I like to talk to a child at risk at school, where possible, but the child has not forgotten their parents, and it is difficult, even outside of the home, to be sure of a child's depth of emotion in their descriptions of their weekend, for example. I like the idea of introducing more emotive questions, but I am concerned that not all children will react well to them. It could make some children shut down rather than express their emotions. I believe that what we need is time in safe spaces so that we can build up a non-threatening relationship with the child. This is very difficult at the moment because of the huge caseloads some teams have. It is right to talk about methods, but we also need to talk about funding.